And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I've hosted the Lifestyles Unlimited radio show for some time, well over 200 shows now. I look to provide interviews with investors who can offer unique perspective. I've hosted lead investors, and if you don't know what that is, really, that's a syndicator. Lead investor is a term we use here at Lifestyles Unlimited, but that's someone who purchases apartment communities with partners. I've hosted independent rental owners. Those are people that own the entire apartment community themselves 100%. Single family investors, vendors, new investors. I love having the new investors and getting their perspective on the show. And many folks that are a combination of different real estate investing assets and classes. Like myself, I own single family properties and I invest passively in apartment syndications. Rarely do I have somebody on the show who is purely passive, no rent homes, just somebody who basically writes a check to a lead investor and then kicks back and enjoys the fruit of their investment, purely passive. And how sweet that must be. There are plenty of purely passive investors out there like our guest today, many of them incredibly successful. Now, why have I not had more of these folks on the show? Well, quite frankly, these people are hard to pin down. They're 100% free to do what they want, when they want, with whomever they want on their terms. They are busy engaging in the lifestyle. That's what we talk about here at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's not the money, it's the lifestyle. These people travel, they put time into their passions, they enjoy their time to themselves, and they are not beholden to a W-2 or to a boss or anything. They're free. They're truly free. And the gentleman I have on the show today is just one of those people. I first met Kevin at the Lifestyles Unlimited Expo. Kevin, when do you think that was? 2017, 2018, somewhere in there?
Yeah, probably. One of those two.
Time flies. Well, Kevin, yeah. I want to thank you for coming on the show. And if you would, share a little bit of background about yourself.
Sure. Thanks for having me. Well, I went to Texas Tech. Obviously, we've talked about that before. But anyway, I got out of school, and actually, this kind of goes into what we're talking about today. But within, I guess it was about a year after I got out of school, I bought my first house. And I'm thinking, okay, that's the normal thing to do. You know, we get out, we get a job. Yeah. We start making some money. We want to, get that house and get things going on. So that's what I did. And then maybe a year or two later, I bought what I considered an investment house. So I bought another single family property in another market, in a smaller market. And there was a reason why I did it at the time, and I won't go into all that, but I thought, this will be a good investment long term, and I'll have some passive money on the side. But I had no idea what I was doing. Now, things got worse, worse, however you look at it. But
yeah.
Several years later, I moved out of state. I had another a better opportunity, so I moved out of state. Well, then it became, I had two rental properties in Texas. This is back in the early 80s. And if there were property management companies, I wasn't aware of them. So I ended up in both these two different areas having real estate agents who just dabbled in property management.
Yeah.
And over a couple of years, that became a nightmare. So I really, that ended up costing me money. And eventually I was able to sell them at a loss. And that was probably, that was probably around the late 80s, early 90s, I guess.
Good
the
Lord.
Early 90s. So I had them for a while, and I would say I never really made money on that. In the end, I probably didn't lose a lot, but I did lose.
Yeah.
So my attitude after that, of course, I had another house where I'd moved. And so, you know, the bills were mounting up and trying to keep the properties rented out, keeping up with maintenance, keeping up with everything with that. So my attitude after that was, boy, except for a house to live in, I am never buying real estate again.
Yes, I can imagine what your thoughts were. And you're one of those folks that you got involved, you had a bad experience, and I'm sure you weren't shy to share that with people that would talk about rental properties. There's always those people that have the bad experience. And when I've told people, oh, yeah, I own rental properties, there's always somebody that will crawl over whatever they need to come tell me what a bad idea that was. And unfortunately, your first step into the rental property, you got burned. I couldn't imagine back then. It's easy to manage properties today that are out of state because we have technology. We have cell phones. We can take a picture of something. We can send it. We can text. We can immediately get a hold of somebody when we need to. You had none of that. You didn't have email or anything. So it was really just
right. Catch
you on the phone. Is that how that was?
Right. And along with that, you know, you're dependent on these agents who, again, are just dabbling in managing your property. And they weren't really managing the property. All they were doing was taking calls from the tenant. And then, you know, and once a tenant left, you know, try to refill it.
Yeah.
And then collecting a check and then sending me my money. That was it. So there was lag time. You know, I might hear from somebody after, oh, yeah, here we had this problem. We had to pay this out, and I'm not there to make any decisions. The decisions are already made. You know, I've got a certain amount of money set up for certain things. So I may find out, hey, I just lost some more money after the fact. So it was not a great way to do it.
No, oh, sure. I can imagine. And Kevin, they're going to push us out. We'll come back and let's take it to where we are today. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues in moments.
Stop waiting. Stop sitting around. Stop procrastinating. This is your time. Make it happen. Do it now. When's the best time? Now. People go, well, I don't know. It's going to crash. It's going to be better next year. I've got to listen to 4 more classes. I love guys come up to me all the time. You know, I've been listening to you on the radio for 8 years now, right? I go, and you're not rich yet? Well, really, I'm thinking about joining next month. Do it now.
Learn the skills you need to retire with real estate in 5 years or less. Do it now. Register for the Lifestyles Unlimited free online workshop, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Back to your map to financial freedom. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions, comments, concerns about real estate investing, about how to get started, about Lifestyles Unlimited, please send me an email. I do respond personally, and I enjoy getting emails from our listeners. My email address is askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. And naturally, if you're just now tuning in, you missed the first segment, you can always pick this show back up on our website. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. Just click on the radio button. You'll find this show as well as at least 15, maybe 20 years of the radio shows there. It's a great resource. You can always find us on your favorite podcast app. That's how I listen to this show. Just subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And we have our own YouTube channel, and there's a ton of information there. Go to YouTube, type in Lifestyles Unlimited. You can type in Mike Harrison. You can type in Del Walmsley, our founder. That's D-E-L with one L. And you'll find the radio show. You'll find case studies. You'll find project walks where people are walking apartment communities or houses, just a ton of information. I have a guest on today's show, my friend Kevin Morton. He's a passive multifamily investor. He's participated in 32 different multifamily apartment investments, also known as syndications. That's 32 different streams of income. He's in 20 deals currently. He's Lifestyles Unlimited member, and he's real estate retired. If you caught the first segment, he dipped his toe in the water of rental real estate, and it didn't go so well. So how do we fast forward to today? And holy cow, Kevin's retired, earning passive income from real estate investing. So Kevin, bring us forward to 2012 when you joined Lifestyles Unlimited. How did that come about, especially based on your previous experience?
So, it almost feels like the comedian Ron White's story. I told you that story to get to this story. And what happened was my early failures, I knew it was me. I knew I didn't know what I was doing, and that's why I wasn't getting back into real estate.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I didn't think that you couldn't make money in it. It's that I didn't know what I was doing. So probably for a couple of years, I'm listening to Dell and others on the Lifestyles show on Saturday or Sunday at the time, and I'd listen to them while I'm driving. And after a while, it started soaking in. Then for a while, I'm thinking, yeah, I need to do something on that. But, I put it off, and
yeah.
I kept putting it off. And I finally went to a meeting. I don't even remember what the meeting was, but I finally went to a meeting in, I guess, the summer or the early fall of 2012. And, I think it was either the first or the second meeting that I went to. I was sold on the deal and went whole hog in. However, at the time, I had my daughter's wedding was coming up the next spring. I'm just joining. I thought, I'm not going to do anything until after that, see what I've got left.
Yeah.
And
weddings are expensive.
That's right. And so I thought, well, I'll see on that. But in the meantime, I can participate. I ended up not going to many meetings. That was my first mistake on that. But I did after that next summer, I started going to some meetings. And then, so it was in 2013, it was in the fall of 2013, I got in my first deals. And I should stop and say this. The reason that I decided to go in was because obviously these were people that knew what they were doing. And I thought, maybe if I've got a mentor, if I've got somebody that can tell me what to do,
yeah,
I'll do better. Well, my intention when I got in was actually to get into single family, to go back to that and get a mentor in that. And that's the way I looked at it. But boy,
okay.
I looked at the multifamily and not a shot at the single family, but the multifamily passive sounded really good to me.
Yeah.
And so that's where I started. And I still had aspirations that, I'll probably get into a single family too. And I thought I might even become what we call a lead, as the syndicator or an independent rental owner of a small apartment complex. Now, I didn't really have a lot of money at the time to get in to be an independent rental owner of my own apartment complex.
Right.
So as I kept investing, and I invested a lot more the next year, and that went on. But I'll tell you, after I'd done that for a while, then it's like, oh, this is too easy. I don't have to do the work. I just have to read over the work that other people have done, evaluate what I see from what they're doing, and then jump on board, and I get to live the lifestyle where they're doing the work. So that's worked out real good for me. And
you hit the nail on the head. You're 5 years ahead of me on passive investing, and that was one of the reasons when I met you at Expo, I was right at that point to where I was moving from houses to passive, and they tell us seek out people that are doing what you want to do. And you were definitely in that mode, but there is a huge attraction to passive investing once you've been doing it for 3, 4, 5 years, because one, I'm just writing a check and I'm going to get, the deal's projected to return this. I just funds Friday for another deal, and I'm excited about that deal. But at times I pull myself back and say, oh, I want to buy a couple more houses because I really enjoyed that. But when I have the money, it's just, let's just put it in another passive deal and don't do anything and let it come back. So, Kevin, it started slow for you, and did it grow because of deals refinancing and selling, that sort of thing? Is that how you got to where you are today?
It absolutely is how that happened. And I think as I had, talked to you before about some of the investments that I had, the worst deal that I ever had, I got an average of 12% cash on cash return over the years. And that was after it, finally cashed out.
Right. But tax free for the listener out there. I just wanted to.
Yes, I've had up to 50% return on average return on investment year in and year out. So it's and most of them are in the middle of that, like more like in the 20s, 30s. But it absolutely has changed things because it allowed me to invest in more properties and do more things. And that's really my retirement nest egg, you know, and I see myself continuing to do it because it's interesting. It's fun. And boy, it sure does keep me ahead of inflation. So, yeah, that's a big part of it. And it's been very good for me. And, you know, that's allowed me to live the lifestyle. So,
yeah, it's pretty amazing once these deals take off and provide money back so you can get in more deals, and they just compound upon themselves. And I mean, this year is going to be my greatest real estate investing year of my life. Last year was the greatest real estate investing year of my life. The year before, I can say the same thing. And I mean, they tell you this, but and I'm just in year five on my passive deals. So year four is typically a pretty sweet year. We had some some setbacks because of COVID, but it's one thing to hear somebody tell you that, especially if you're in a class or listening, but it's a completely different thing to see it, feel it, get the check in the mail, and experience the return. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back after a short break. This is Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Kirby tells Dell about his experience as a member and apartment owner.
Started out as a passive.
Yes.
And then one day the light bulb went on. Hey, why don't I do this?
Yeah. I was sitting at home. I'm like, when you're 33 years old and you're retired, and yeah.
You got to get that? Yeah, I'm 33. I don't know what the hell to do with myself.
I really didn't. There was one week I went
on. Doesn't life suck?
And it seems unbelievable to me when I think about my history, but it's really simple. I joined Lifestyles. I've taken the two-day class a half a dozen times. I network with other Lifestyles members, leads. I do what Lifestyles teaches. I'm on my properties. I invest a lot of our personal funds in the properties, and it has just created unbelievable results, and it's completely improved my life.
Ready for your unbelievable results? Start with a free workshop just like Kirby. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Listening to Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. Now, here's your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, please send me an email, askmike@luinc.com, askmike@luinc.com. If you would like to learn more about what we do here at Lifestyles Unlimited, about real estate investing, please visit LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Sign up for a free workshop. You can do it out of the comfort of your home. Come see how we make money 5 ways on single-family properties, 6 ways on multifamily properties. Learn more about passive investing. Learn more about single-family property purchasing and investing and how to rehab that property and put a great resident in it. And, oh, by the way, make an additional $400-$500 per month per home. It's fantastic. It's a great feeling. And in fact, talking about successful real estate investors, I have my friend on the show today. Kevin Morton. Kevin's a passive multifamily investor. He's participated in 32 different multifamily apartment investments, 32 different streams of income. Wealthy people buy streams of income. Poor people spend all their money in their pocket. They buy stuff. Kevin's in 20 active deals currently. He's a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and yes, he's real estate retired. So, Kevin, speaking of that retirement point, you started investing in passive deals. You started seeing how those can flourish and bloom. At what point did you realize that you could retire? When did what was that? And tell us a little bit about that.
You know, I had for years I sold medical equipment, and that was very, very good market. And then some things had come up and medically and other things, and I won't go into that, but I'm fine now. But, you know, cost some money, and it cost some time, and it cost some energy. And those were things I wanted to try to get back. And one of the reasons I got into the, I decided I had to make a move on something is because I needed to recoup some money that I had lost in some downtime and try to, you know, build my retirement portfolio back up.
Yeah.
So I got into it, and of course it's been wildly better than I had expected. But when it got to the point where it was like, you know, figuring, okay, if I wasn't in real estate anymore and I was just getting like a minimum return, what amount would I need? And then when I figured that, you know, that was kind of like my goal. Now that's not my goal for, hey, where would I want to be if I wanted to do all the things that I'd like to do? That was just, yeah, where could I be and I could be comfortable. So
yeah,
now I'm going for more, where I want to travel, do more things, and that's where I'm going to now. So,
gotcha. So you hit that point of, I guess, call it equilibrium, where you do have enough money to, you can sleep at night, you're comfortable, you don't have to work if you don't want to, and then you're pushing it up. Yes, I'm the same way. I keep, every time I look back, I've achieved the goal I set for myself, and I go, okay, now we got to move those goalposts out a little further back and just keep pushing it. And it's a lot of fun doing so. Let's talk about deals today versus, obviously, the market's changed. And I'm not talking stock market. I'm talking real estate market. Deals are different today than they were just 3 years ago, 5 years ago, way different than they were 8-10 years ago. Cash flow's compressed, but on the backside, we're seeing enormous equity gains, appreciation on the backside. Kevin, any concerns looking forward at how some of these multifamily investments are laying out today?
Sure. Well, I would tell you that about 5 years ago, I had concerns. And then 4 years ago, and then 3 years ago, 2 years ago, when you get the idea, I always have concerns because there's always a reason why we're coming to the end of this, and it just hadn't happened. And I talked to forecasters that really know the market, and you know, it keeps looking good. Certainly in the North Texas market, if it wasn't anywhere else, the North Texas market is still booming.
Yeah.
And for a number of reasons, I see that continuing, even inflation being one of them. As inflation goes, it's going to go because it actually naturally kind of ties into that. But
yeah,
but the real estate market is still can still be strong, and even in the worst of times, those who were in it, I know before 08 that I've met since then that were doing it then, they weathered the storm and got through and actually, you know, came out better on the other end. So I see it still as a positive on that.
Anytime there's increased pressures within a market from whatever direction, be it inflation or high interest rates or what have you, you can see through that. There's always going to be an opportunity somewhere because of those dynamics. It doesn't just destroy everything. And yeah, real estate is, I continue to invest, continues to be by far the best, safest investment where we can put our funds. And honestly, if it's a giant capital gain at the end of 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, I can annualize that out in my mind. It doesn't bother me that that's where a big chunk of money's coming from and the cash flow's compressed. We're still growing our cash flow. Do you think we'll ever get to, and Dale talked about this, he called it a zero coupon, where there's no cash flow but a massive capital gain year three or year four?
Yeah, I could see that. And, you know, again, I would have to say in my position, of course, now I'm not worried about it because I don't look at deals for cash flow. I really look at it for the end result. You know, what are we going to come out with on the other side? Now it's good to have a mix of that. And I could see where, you know, especially some projects that you go into it, but you'll know that up front.
Right.
You should know that up front. You'll know exactly what you're getting into and how it plays out. You know, I honestly would find it hard to believe that you're not going to have any cash flow during the deal. But I could see where, you know, it gets lower at times. But, you know, you just do that on your projections and you see how it's going to go. And then you decide what type of deal do I want to be in. And, you know, again, mine is not necessarily focused on the cash flow. But you can do that, and I see it as there's still going to be deals that you're going to get good cash flow on.
Yeah, you can. There's always somebody that's going to uncover that Class B yield that just really needs some love, and a detached owner or something like that. There's always going to be those yields that are out there. And heck, when I look at it, there's value plays in the last decade that didn't pay for 1 or 2 years, but again, you knew that going in. So if you're having to adopt that strategy and push that out a little bit, that doesn't bother me at all either. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, Kevin, what are you looking for when you consider a multifamily opportunity?
Well, the first thing that I look at is, I do look at what's the deal. And just, you know, on the surface, how does the deal look? You know, what area is it in? What city it's in? I've invested out of state. I've certainly invested out of the North Texas area and other parts of Texas, but the North Texas area is very strong. So I look first at where's the property at, in whatever city it's in, where is it located? Is it a B or C class property, or in some cases an A property? But I'll look at that. And then I want to see, really want to see who is doing the deal. What's their experience? And their experience doesn't have to be successful multifamily deals or even real estate deals. It just kind of depends on their background, what they've done, how I feel confident about them. You got to get to know the people that you're going to invest with and kind of get a feel for how they look at things. You know, they're conservative. I look for conservative numbers. I don't look for outlandish numbers that can't be proved. So, you know, then I look at the deal, and there's a few key points that if you go through the lifestyles program, you'll see all these key points. But basically, there's a few key points that you look at on the pro forma as it comes out. The pro forma is just the information that you kind of get a snapshot of
they're pushing us out. We'll come back and we'll discuss deal selection on the backside. My name is Mike Harrison.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Mike Harrison. If you have any questions, concerns, comments, please send me an email. My email address is askmike@luinc.com. askmike@luinc.com. If you would like to join Lifestyles Unlimited and learn how to effectively, that's the important part of it, effectively invest in real estate assets, whether single family homes or commercial apartment properties. Yes, we participate and we buy apartment communities. We make them better places to live, safe, functional. We improve that business, and in so we enjoy the returns from that business. But you can join at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. If you use promo code SAVEBIG, it will reduce that retail price of $740 down to only $297. That's way cheaper than it was when I joined. Let's see. Wow. 9 years ago. Yeah, time goes by fast, but that will, once you're in the program, you'll be able to take our two-day, 16-hour financial freedom seminar. You can also do that online, but I recommend doing it in person. Come meet people. Come understand what you're looking at. Come talk to folks. Come network. Come engage. But it's a two-day financial freedom seminar. We're hosting that in Salt Lake City, May 14th and May 15th. Nashville, Tennessee, May 21st and 22nd. San Antonio, Texas, May 21st and May 22nd. Kevin, tell me about the first time you went to the seminar. Any portion of that that kind of stood out for you?
That's been a while. That was back in 2012. So being older, my memory fades. But I can tell you the whole thing just blew me away. I mean, I was sold going through it that I have got to get more involved in this. From the tax advantages, that was a huge part of it. I have to say the passive side of it sounded really good, but it all sounded good. And like I said, I went away from that thinking I was going to be in single family, multifamily, be a lead, but it was all good. And it was great information. You could walk away from that and say, hey, I could do something now. But the more education you get, I think the better. And certainly it helps you if you wanted to go out and purchase a single family, or if you wanted to be a lead investor or, syndicator on a multifamily, or certainly be an IRO. You wouldn't want to do that without additional education. But even on the passive side, just having that education to know what kind of a deal you're getting into and being able to read the information that's coming through, because it's pretty extensive when you're getting in these, even as a passive. Yeah. You need to look through a lot of paperwork and see how the thing's put together.
Yeah, private placement memorandum is 70 or 80 pages long, and I still have a lot to learn, and I always try to pin down some of our attorneys that write these when I see them at case studies. Richard Robinette comes to mind, but we've got several that put these together, and there's just so much information in them. Yeah, you're right, but we do teach folks how to do that. Kevin, I'll tell you, when I went to the two-day, I thought I was the man financially. I mean, I read Money Magazine front to back every month. I had purchased already a rental property and a self-directed IRA. I mean, I was like, yes, this is the way to build net worth. And I'm sitting in that class and I realized I was in financial kindergarten. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. They did this one part, and it's where you calculate your return on net worth and literally how much are you getting paid based on what your net worth was. And it was humiliating. I did the equation. It was like 0.000 something. It was minuscule. And I just sat there and I'm like, wait a second. What do you mean a concept of getting paid for your net worth? We're supposed to save this. And then when we're 60, we draw it out a little piece at a time. And we get to go to the Caribbean and frolic on the beach and fly first class. And it was all, everything we've been taught is just a bag of beans as far as that goes. But return on net worth, yes, let's get some money coming in, based on our net worth. And that's ultimately what real estate investing is. Kevin, I want to go back just a sec. You said something in the last segment regarding lead selection, and I really liked it because the deal I just got in Friday, it's a first-time lead, but this gentleman literally has ran projects. He's a project manager that are in the hundreds of millions, and I think a couple that are even over $1 billion. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, and this guy did that for 30 years. If he can run a project that's worth $800 million over several years, my gosh, this little $3, $4 million apartment complex is, I mean, that's a layup for this guy. So, yeah, I like that you said, based on their life experience, they don't necessarily have to have 20 deals in their pocket and be super involved in that multifamily side. You're just looking for a good person that understands math and knows what they're doing. Talk to me a little bit about a geographic location. You said you always want to look at where the deal is. That's one of your first things you do. What are you thinking there?
Well, you know, generally when I got in, now there is money to be made, I would say, in almost every market if you're willing to get in there and do the things that you need to do. You could be in what maybe is even considered a bad market, but you could still get in and make some money. But I like to look at, you know, where, you know, you got to look at what type of property it is and what type of resident would you need for that property. And are you in an area that is close to where that property is? For instance, if you had, you know, a new company coming into town and they're going to be building a project in an area, well, shoot, if you could buy a property in and around that area, you know there's going to be people that are going to need places to live. So that kind of helps out in deciding, hey, is this a good area? Now, in the North Texas area, you know, it's almost hard to not find a place that that is booming because everything is growing so much. And that's one of the reasons why I think we get past all this stuff, even if things are going in the wrong direction in the country. We're still growing so much, it would be hard pressed not to be successful in the North Texas area.
This market's unbelievable. Sherman comes to mind when you're talking about when a company goes into a certain locale. They're building that $30 billion, Texas Instruments building a $30 billion chip plant. How would you like to have had real estate in Sherman, Texas, when that announcement comes across? In fact, I am involved in a deal up there.
Good. I would have been very happy. And I am also involved in some property up there. But, you know, I've talked to some other people that I don't remember now if they had the foresight on that or they knew something way in advance, but they had bought property up there and both single family and in multifamily. And boy, are they sitting pretty now. They're going to do very well.
Home run, home run, home run. Yes. Sherman is going to change overnight. And I used to go to Sherman on business and kind of a sleepy little area, a nice little area. But you bring $30 billion in and give people high-end technical jobs that pay well, it will completely change the dynamic of that community. And then you've got the PGA that's coming in, Frisco, Allen, McKinney area. That's all building up on the North Toll Road, but heck, you can point in any direction in Dallas-Fort Worth, and it is just on fire. You're exactly right. I'm in a few deals out of state, but again, I'm looking at the economy of where these deals are as a requirement, even more important than the lead, because I know if there's good businesses, good jobs, good economics, good politics on the way the state is run or the community is run, that we're going to be fine. So, Kevin, as we start winding down here, share with us, you're real estate retired. What are some of the most satisfying aspects to you of real estate investing? And I want the listener to understand, if they missed that first segment, this is coming from somebody who bought two rental properties and had a nightmare problem on his hands and stayed out of real estate for, what, 25 years after that, 20 years?
Yeah. So, you know, the first thing I would say is going back to that, I would just say, you know, you were talking about your 2-day experience. My 2-day experience was I was coming in thinking, I know nothing about this, and my experience has been so bad, you're going to have to really do some convincing on me. And I was blown away. So to me, I wasn't coming in like, hey, I'm the investment god on anything. I'm like the failed investor that came in, and then everything just hit. I would also say that what I've seen is that, you know, you brought up the point about the, or we had talked about the, that somebody who has a background, a successful background, but it doesn't have to be real estate. If there's somebody who's done any type of business, or, you know, really is just, you know, basically a smart person for a number of different reasons, you get into a program like Lifestyles and you learn the information, really anybody could be a lead if they wanted to be a lead, and they don't have to have tons of money to do that. Now, again, I've chosen a different path because it's just been too easy for me. If you're going to be a lead, you do have to do some work, but it's been great for me because I get to do what I want, and I do get to live the lifestyle. And, you know, it's just so many experiences in that, and plus the fact that you get to meet so many people. And
Kevin, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us today. My name is Mike Harrison. I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.